speak to you in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Shepherds were keeping watch over their flock at night. It has been a difficult year for shepherds on the peninsula. It has been a difficult year for people whose job it is to protect life and strengthen relationships between all forms of life on the planet. Here in North Saanich, farmers and shepherds have had to deal with free-roaming predators and the lack of understanding from conservationists and municipal leaders. We have read of many cougar sightings this year. We have read of many vicious attacks that have killed animals like the Sharma family's Dua, their 3-year-old alpaca. Perhaps you have spoken with them or other farmers or shepherds who have suffered not just one attack, but many. Not just one killing of a lamb, but many. And not just one tear-filled story of loss and frustration over the advice given to them to lock up their flocks in a barn at night. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Anyone know how difficult it is to protect livestock and ensure a sustainable farming business? No, me either. Most of us love to see the new little lambs playfully running through the rolling hills of our beautiful landscape and don't realize what it takes to see them born and thrive and become the next ram or ewe to keep the flock growing. Surely we are meant to care about this, about life in all its forms, having the chance to grow and thrive and regenerate. Can we not relate to the desire the farmer shepherd has to stop predators in their tracks, particularly if we think of the cougars as free-roaming political leaders who don't care much for the flocks of people trying to grow, thrive, and regenerate in peace. The shepherds were keeping watch over their flocks. They were out there in the rolling hills of Palestine, staying awake. There was no cell reception or Wi-Fi out there in the pastures, so there was no texting friends or checking TikTok or FB or playing Minecraft to keep them awake. They needed to pay attention to the movements of ghostly creatures lurking in the dark and not be distracted by useless activities. To keep warm, the shepherds needed to keep moving about anyway. No sense being focused on a screen when your job was to be sure that all the rams, ewes, and little lambs you brought out there with you came home with you in the morning. Your sole job was to protect your family's flock from all the predatory dangers and stupid mishaps that sheep tend to get themselves entangled in. A shepherd was also tasked with keeping his ears ready to hear the distinct sound of a ewe bleeding out birth pangs. It was a sound you were trained to hear, the sound of new birth. Being awake to all the sounds of the night was something shepherds were supposed to be better at identifying and quicker at responding to than the wild animals out there on the hunt. On this night, they heard a sound they had never heard before. Fortunately, they had been keeping watch and didn't miss it. They did not miss footsteps alighting on the ground right before them. These watchful shepherds looked up and became aware of a presence that demanded their attention. This presence was illuminated with an unearthly light. Out from something like the Aurealis Borealis, the northern lights of our hemisphere, a creature appeared, clearly signifying to the shepherds that this was an angel. The angel of the Lord wasn't about to be ignored. He had a story to tell that was as shocking as seeing a torch turned on in a dark sky reserve. First of all, the angel needed to calm their beating hearts and tell them, "It's all okay. I haven't come to hurt you. I am not at all like one of the wild creatures in the fields you have been worried about. Rather, your watchful nature out here in the dark makes you perfect candidates for what I have come to tell you." Then the angel goes on to tell them that a world-changing event has just happened. It is the best news creation has ever received. God has come to earth. The illuminated being standing on the ground before the shepherds told them the story unfolding right now, right then. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. The proof in what I'm saying is that you will find a newborn baby boy lying in a manger in that city. Shepherds understand the beauty, joy, and vulnerability of a newborn lamb. Propelled by their hardwiring to respond immediately to the birth of a lamb, they waste no time in going to find this baby called the Messiah. Like first responders, they overcame their initial fears and decide together, like a firefighting crew, to go and meet this little one who is the chief. The unexpected blaze of the angelic visit set them on fire to go and meet the Savior promised to be there in Bethlehem. Shepherds, first responders, are watchful and skilled at saving and rescuing and are keen to work with a chief who is about this work as well, especially if the whole world is ablaze and needs rescuing and saving. The shepherd of all shepherds has come to earth, has been placed in a manger. God has been keeping watch from heaven as a shepherd does on earth. Tonight, the two realms meet, heaven and earth. This night is holy and illuminated with the joy of divine life meeting our dark and lonely existence, complicated and precarious as it is, in light of predators lurking in the dark, wishing to destroy this union between us and God, heaven and earth. Good shepherds of this knowledge, of this union, of this divine intention, gladly welcome the arrival of the divine shepherd in the little bundle wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. For this bundle is none other than God come to shepherd us, to protect, to nurture, to sustain and unite us one to another in this holy light and life. Christ has come because God has been listening and hearing the cries of those who struggle to survive, to ward off danger and distress, and to know and believe that they too can fully live in this life, generating, creating, and contributing to a future good for all life on this good earth. You have come this night to recall this story of a Savior who has come to shepherd us and raise up shepherds among us so that heaven is found on earth for every living thing on it. This vision is what captivates you and me and distresses us when we don't see it fully realized on the earth yet. You are all shepherds with me this very night, awake to the situations throughout the rolling hills of people's lives on earth. You and I have been keeping watch and hoping that leaders would be good leaders, holy, in fact, skilled and prepared to protect and sustain life being birthed in a variety of ways in a variety of places throughout the earth. You and I have known better days and better leaders who have shown to us that divine life can be found on the earth. Peace and goodwill can be found, joy and gladness, safety and well-being, diversity of life and unity of purpose to protect and sustain it all. We have come to be together in the dark of this night to once again look for the luminous presence of God on earth. Not for nostalgic or sentimental reasons, not because the story the angel told is a wonderful old story that just feels good to hear, but because this story is the birth story of the divine human who grew up among us to save us and protect us. The holy story of Christmas, our Savior, born this night, is a story that required angels to come unexpectedly and tell the shepherds God has come to earth. They responded by believing it and proving it true by going to Bethlehem and seeing the child born of Mary. It says, the story of our scripture, or the story of Luke says, when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. Those who were amazed told the story until it was passed down to us, and you could hear it again. Tonight, hear and see, be amazed by what God our Savior came to do for us and pass it on. Consider what this story means to you, what it does in you to birth new hope and promise, and pray to the one in this story who has not left us leaderless. Our Good Shepherd lives with us forever, coming in surprising and unexpected ways, always coming to protect, to sustain, to nurture, and renew our lives and all life on earth. Pass this on. Pass this story on. Amen.